passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
Time to talk, Trudy?
Well, I got 20 minutes left of my lunch hour.
Same here.
Let's sit down. Here, outside the building on this bench. Let's watch the fountains.
Oh, I'd love it, Trudy.
Uh-huh.
The sun on those great glass buildings. The crowds, it's so alive.
It agrees with you, Kate. You like the job.
Well, I would if I could get into it. So far, all I've done is study street maps and read building offerings. I think now Mr. Ross took me on only because Tony Cushing asked him to.
Well, you've been there less than a week.
Well, I've picked up plenty of hints around the office. Three people were dropped last month.
Oh, so what? Maybe they were dead wood.
Well, it hasn't made the office people exactly friendly. Well, maybe so. I'm sensitive. But that's only half my problem, Tony.
Oh? What's the other half?
Tony. He's taken to meeting me at 5 in the lobby of my building. The girls from the office see him. They know who he is, and they talk.
That's no good.
Well, I've told him, but I haven't stopped him. And then he has dinner all arranged. He acts as if I can't cross the street alone.
Oh, I couldn't take it.
Well, I don't think Tony's aware of what he's doing. He's a man who likes to take over.
Well, you'll have to figure that one out for yourself.
I'll just have to keep busier.
No, you'll have to make up your mind how much Tony Cushing means to you, Kate.
Oh, my God, Tony. Do I have to trail you into a gymnasium to see you?
10 minutes later, you ought to have been in the steam room. Here, catch out.
Right in the solar plexus. Hey, how much does this thing weigh?
It's only a medicine ball. You're all blubber, Tom.
Yeah, but my credit's good. Oh, hey, Tony, can we sit down outside? I'm sweating like a pig.
Sure, sure. I'm through, Joe. Thanks a lot. Where do I wrap up, Al?
You know, you're all crazy here. Who needs exercise? I get enough just pulling my pants on.
All right, what's on your mind?
Your boss, Fletcher.
He's harmless. You leave him alone.
You made a deal, Tony. I'd give that girlfriend of yours a job, and you...
She's not my girlfriend, not the way you mean it.
How many meanings you got, huh? Okay. I gave Kate a job. She's good-looking, she can hang around, if the girls don't tear to pieces. But what about my meeting with Fletcher?
You saw him.
4 minutes and 32 seconds with his watch in his paw. It takes me 4 minutes to get the cigar smoke out of my lungs.
Fletcher doesn't smoke, huh?
Yeah, I know. That guy doesn't breathe. I got as far as saying Jamaica, and he yelled time at me. Now, Tony, there's a valuable property going on the market down there, worth a couple of million at least, and I want to handle that sale.
What's the property?
It's called Glory Point. I want Fletcher to put in a word for me.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
No. I don't want you to talk to him. I'll talk for myself. But I'll need 20 minutes.
I'll see what I can do, Al. Meanwhile...
Oh, here comes the show.
I want a real job for Kate. I don't want her just hanging around because she's good-looking.
Hello?
Dr. Ross? Oh, excuse me.
It's okay. I saw your pal Tony Cushing in the gym. God, it wears a man out just watching him. Had a little nap and I feel better now. Well, what you want, little lady?
I would like to discuss my job.
Why, sure. You happy?
No.
Oh, well, what would you like? Bigger desk, new lamp?
I want to work, Mr. Ross, or else I don't want to stay.
Look, you've only been here a week.
I've read everything that's printed, including the want ads. I want to sell or rent or whatever is to be done. I was pretty good in Bellhaven.
Yeah.
And I've decided that it isn't any harder to rent or sell a nice piece of property in this city than it is in Bellhaven.
If you got a nice piece of property.
And people aren't so very different, Mr. Ross.
No, that's right. Only the banks think so.
So I want a chance, if I'm going to stay.
We want you to stay, Kate. We want to see you happy.
Mr. Ross, I'm not asking you to see that I'm happy. Just busy.
Well, I tell you what I can do. Let me see. Well, here we are. Here are our listings.
I've read them.
I got three buildings here, and I'll check them. 614 West Calvert Street has two vacancies. We get plenty of inquiries. If you can rent them,
thank
great.
You, Mr. Ross.
Well, nothing to it, little lady.
Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application, each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
Excuse me, can you tell me if Mrs. Wakefield is in?
Wakefield? Oh, yeah, she's new here at the studio club. You a friend?
Yes.
Well, let's just go up and knock.
What?
Hey, why Mr. Cushing?
Trudy, am I glad to see you. Only the name's Tony.
Hey, sure. I'm looking for Kate?
Yes, I am.
No, she's not back from work yet.
She's working late?
Well, it might be a good thing. She's been saying she hasn't enough to do.
Well, I think things will change.
You pulling strings?
Trudy, Kate's a bright girl. They'll find that out.
You going to wait for her?
Mm-hmm.
Mind if I join you?
Oh, I wish you would, Trudy. How about some coffee?
No, thank you. Not now. And it's too early for the blue plate special.
You come up to the studio club a lot, don't you?
I like being around the university campus. The kids are with it. It's real living.
Yes.
I never went to college.
Neither did I.
No kidding.
Oh, I got a degree of sorts. Night school. Made my mother very happy. I never thought it was worth much.
Well, I got you someplace.
No, I had a little luck.
And a lot of sweat.
Oh, well, yes.
Now, come on. You're a doer, all right. Maybe too much.
You make it or you don't, Trudy.
Now, I was thinking of Kate. You could smother her.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, I don't know what she's done with her life so far, but whatever it is, she's trying to fight free.
And I'm smothering her? You're crazy. Oh, yes, I get it. But she told me she didn't want me waiting in the lobby of her building. That's why I came up here this evening. After she's ridden that uptown subway often enough, she'll change her mind.
That's what I mean. You're so sure.
Trudy, understand, I'm interested in Kate.
Surprise.
I mean it. She's a rare girl.
With a lot to learn.
You know she was married, widowed.
Now, what's that got to do with it? She's vulnerable.
Do you think I'm the kind of guy who's going to take advantage of
her? Yes.
I guess I walked into that one.
No offense, man.
None, I'm sure. Oh, boy.
Now, the trouble is, Tony, you're handsome. Dark hair, a little gray at the temples. You got a strong jaw. You got a great physique.
Cut it out now, will you?
No, I mean it. Mom always said, never trust a handsome man. They love you and leave you.
I'm not dating Mom.
Hey, she'd have loved it. Just like Kate.
You think Kate likes going out with me?
Now, listen, I don't pull punches. Why do you? You know you can get any woman you want to go out with you.
You just turned me down for coffee.
Yeah, I'm serious. Come on, this is none of my business. I ought to say, who cares? Live and let live. Tony, I'm not built that way. You and Kate could be swell. Or you could blow it higher than a kite. Kate needs room.
Thanks, Trudy. But I've lived a little longer than you have.
Hi, you two.
Well,
hiya,
at Kate. Last.
I didn't expect you, Tony.
Well, you objected to the office lobby.
I remember.
I'm pushing off, Kate.
No, wait a second. I'm glad you're both here.
Why don't we all three go to dinner?
Oh, please.
Yes, let's. Oh, Tony, you're so right.
Good.
I do have a few things to learn. I had no idea people could be so cool.
Been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
Ladies, good day. And let us hope it begins to be a good day for Miss Rebecca Sharp. So far, a bad one indeed. Your author, myself, William Makepeace Thackeray, has pointed out before that I've little control over what our Becky says and does. Were I to write her an artless, sweet, gentle creature with no mind of her own, she would not be Rebecca Sharp, and this memoir not written. So, it had to be that she has put her neck in a noose by her rudeness to that important personage, Miss Matilda Crawley. Now, Miss Crawley's brother Pitt is clamoring at Becky's door.
Becky! Becky Sharp! Open up!
Must you wake the dead, Sir Pitt?
There! Stas! I gave you good warning, miss.
told you how to behave before my sister, and what instead do you do? Suffer!
Leave off your howling and come inside. She'll hear you.
She'll not hear me to the side of house. What she right well heard was you. What the devil took hold of you, Becky Sharp?
I'll not talk of it till you come inside and I close this door.
I'm in. Shut the blasted door and let's get on with it.
Now, what is it, little man?
Dammy, you know what it is.
Your bad-tempered sister, I presume. She's worse-tempered than you, and that's saying a good deal.
Oh, my soul and body, will you listen to her? Not even sorry for what you've done. Nose in the air like...
Like Miss Crawley?
Oh, it's a wonder I ain't here to send you packing.
There may well be no need. Keep screeching at me as if I'm a stable groom, and I'll leave without your help.
Oh, Becky, you know I don't want you to go. I'm afeard you'll have to, is what we're about.
Because your high and mighty sister orders it?
Thought she would. Trembled in me boots the while her and me drunk our brandy. Thought every swallow she would.
And then you would.
You know why I'd be bound to, Becky.
Oh, indeed I know. You fawn over her like her little dog.
Oh, don't shame me.
Oh, there, don't cry in your brandy. I am sorry for how I acted. I did mean to speak to her properly, all respectful and eyes cast down before her majesty. I vow I had no notion what would come out of my mouth till it was out and too late.
She got your back up. You ain't used to her. You think it ain't fire and brimstone for me? Yes, Matilda, no, Matilda, whatever you say, Matilda. But tain't for long, Becky. In the name of heaven, will you try to make amends? One more blunder out of you and we're done for. She'll order me to... Oh, I can't bring myself to say it.
I mean to try, Sir Pitt, truly I do, but she looks the kind that won't ever forgive.
Just don't you rile her again.
I said I'd try. I will, as hard as ever I can.
Then begin now. Oh. Go right this very minute to the old girl and apologize.
Oh, Sir Pitt, must I?
You must.
Are you ordering me?
No, for you don't take to orders. I'm begging, Miss Becky. I'm all but down on my knees.
Oh, not you, never. Oh, very well, I'll go. But when have I ever had anything so hateful to do? And what shall I say?
Whenever have you run out of words?
Would I had run out when Miss Crawley stepped from her carriage. Poof, poof.
Eh?
Who but an idiot would name a poor little defenseless dog so foolish a name? Shall I say that to Miss Crawley, Sir Pitt?
Becky's maid, on loan to Miss Crawley, has preceded Becky into that austere lady's presence. Giles will, if she can, endeavor to undo some of the mischief already done.
Giles, can you dress hair?
Oh, yes, madam, I can.
We shall see. Kate, who attended me last summer, could not so much as brush poof-poof. All thumbs she was, and all tears when I asked her to do the merest trifle.
Will I dress your hair now, Miss Crawley?
At what hour is dinner?
7, ma'am.
That shall be changed. In fashionable London circles, one dines at 8. But what does my country brother know of fashion or care? 7. We but half an hour, yes. My hair... And mind you, don't pull. I've little enough left me as it is. I wish to keep what remnants I have.
Will you sit where you are, or at the dressing table?
Here. Mirrors at my age are cruel enemies. I avoid them whenever possible. Nor do I permit mention of age by anyone other than myself.
Ah, you've a very nice top hat. Thank you, madam. Did you not think Lady Crawley's hair looked beautiful?
Remarkable. It's her habit to look like a sheepdog. Was it a wig?
Oh, no, ma'am. I didn't recognize her. Thought she was a guest in the house. You arranged her hair?
No, ma'am. It was Miss Rebecca Shaw.
Do not mention that brazen creature's name in my presence. She arranged her ladyship's hair?
She did. And dressed it as well.
I'm glad to learn the shop is fit for something. A nasty piece of work she is.
No, miss.
How dare you contradict me?
Oh, well, begging your pardon, Miss Crawley. I only mean to say you don't yet know Miss Sharp. When you do...
I don't wish to know her. And I've told you not to speak her name.
Ah, look at my little precious Boom! All tired out from his journey. A sweet wettle-wettle baby.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Speaking of babies, how my little niece has grown. How old is Rose now?
Gone 8, last April.
She spoke to me. That odd child who never speaks spoke. What on earth changed her?
Not what, madam. Who?
Who then?
Oh, you'll not permit me to say the name of who.
Her?
Yes.
Well, it's only her duty. She is the children's governess.
Your hair is finished, Miss Crawley. Well, I'll give you the hand mirror.
I suppose I must look at it. Yes, let me see. Well, I must say, you've done very well, my girl. Very well indeed. Indeed, you've done everything well. And Sir Pitt has done well to find you for me.
He didn't.
What?
Well, the name you forbid me to speak found me. I am her maid, madam. And her most kind and generous has loaned me to attend you.
Her maid? My word.
Interrupted just with, who's there?
Rebecca Sharp, Miss Crawley.
Do enter, Miss Sharp.
Miss Crawley, I've come to...
Never you mind why you've come. You may take your servant and go. You sent her to spy upon me. And my brother, such a fool as not to know it. He shall know, Miss Sharp. And then we shall see.
All I have heart to say is I hope none of my listeners is as crotchety, as rancorous, as aggravating as Matilda Crawley. Look in the mirror, ladies. What do you see? Small wonder Miss Crawley does not dare look. I shall see you tomorrow. Your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Studio has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life, brought to you by the O-Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
Your mother's birthday's coming up on Sunday. What have you done about it?
Nothing.
Are you planning to do anything about it?
Well, yes, I'll call her.
Don't you think it'd be nice if just once you knocked yourself out a little bit and did something really nice on her birthday?
Such as?
I don't know, but should we drive over to Lanesboro, take your folks out to dinner? Something like that.
Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, spend the whole day. We'd have to get dressed up, and where would we take them for dinner? There's no decent place over there. We'd have to drive another 10 miles to that old Yankee tavern. The service is slow, and the food isn't very good anyway.
Forget it.
Well, she doesn't like to go out to dinner. All she does is talk about how expensive everything is and how we could have eaten a lovely dinner at home for one-tenth the expense.
I know.
If we even suggest driving over to see them on Sunday and say we're taking them out to dinner, Mother would probably have dinner ready when we got there.
Yes. So on her birthday, she'd have twice as much work, which is certainly hardly a nice thing to do to her.
Well, I'll just send her some flowers.
Oh, she's got a garden at that place. It looks like a nursery. Why would you send her flowers?
Look, I've just finished dinner. I'd like to sit around and read the paper and relax for a bit, okay?
Well, just wanted to remind you. We both forgot your mother's birthday 1 year. We've never heard the last of it.
I know.
You want to invite your folks over here?
No. Mother's always criticizing you, and it irks me.
Oh, after all these years, I'm used to it. I just wish she'd stay out of the kitchen when I'm getting a meal. She's always telling me how she does things, which, of course, is a much better way.
I know. I get along fine when I'm alone with Mother, but when you're around, too, between the two of you, I'm just uncomfortable, just waiting for the sparks to fly.
I've always been nice to your mother, always.
I know you have. I just don't think she's nice to you. She's always picking on something.
Oh, well, honey, you're her boy, her baby boy.
Yeah, well...
Listen, what you just said... I know something she'd like for her birthday.
Well, what's that?
You said you got along fine when you're alone with her. Do you realize that you almost never are alone with her anymore? Maybe she'd like that, too.
What do you have in mind? Already I don't like it.
Why?
Now, come on. What do you have in mind? Mother and I go somewhere alone?
Yes. Spend the whole day with her. Drive over there, pick her up, drive somewhere, stop and have dinner, and then take her on the Skyview Drive. She'd love that, dear. Your mother loves to go for drives, and if she had you alone, all to herself, all day long...
All day? Yes. What in Sam Hill would I talk to my mother about all day?
She's your mother.
I know. That's the point. She's my mother.
We'll talk about things that happened when you were little. Remind her of nice things she did for you, maybe a birthday party... she had for you when you were little, or someplace she took you, a circus or a picnic, anything. Remind her of Christmas presents that she gave you that you just loved. You know, things like that.
No, we wouldn't talk about anything like that. You know what we'd talk about? What she'd talk about all day? I'll tell you. She'd tell me about old Mrs. Garrettson's arthritis. What a lovely time they had at the last church supper. How terrible the cemetery looks. Nobody mows the grass.
All right.
I'm sure I'd hear for the 1,000th time all about that chest of drawers and the Victorian sofa that her sister just took.
Yeah.
When it should have been hers.
Yeah.
And her quarrel with her cousin Alma.
I know, but can't you put up with that just one day out of your life? Honey, she is your mother.
Yes. I know that, and I love her, but we haven't lived together for years. We don't have that much in common anymore. Really. And I don't think I'm all that interesting to her anymore, either.
Oh, yes.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway.
The last time they were here, in fact, the last several times they've been here, I've heard her say to Dad, my goodness, it'll be good to get home.
Oh, no, come on. Stop making up excuses. You can at least ask her. And then let her make up her mind if she wants to spend the day with you alone. Well, it's up to you, dear. I mean, if it was just an idea.
All right. What's their number? I'll ask her.
Oh, it's on the phone book. Cover. 8702, I think. And be enthusiastic so she knows that you want to do it.
All right.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. you get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Oh, Mother, the whole idea is that you and I would spend the day alone, just the two of us. Yeah, well, it's been a long time, Mom, since we've been together, just us. I thought it'd be kind of fun.
Tell her where you're going, what to do, honey.
No, Mother. No, look, I'll drive over there, pick you up, then maybe take the Skyview Drive and stop at some nice place for dinner. And look, Mother, Dad will understand. Hold on. She thinks Dad's feelings will be hurt because I didn't ask him to.
No, tell your dad to drive over here and spend the day with me. Your father and I get along like a house of fire. We have a great time.
Mother, listen, huh?
Then you can come back around this way, pick up your father, and they can drive back home to Lanesville.
No, Mother, listen. Dad can drive over here and spend the day, and we'll come back here late afternoon, and then you and Dad can drive back home together.
What does she think of that?
She's asking Dad.
Well, when you get back here late afternoon Sunday, I can have a little birthday supper and a cake with candles and all that, and then, well, have some presents for her to unwrap.
Hello. Yes, Mother. Fine. Good. Sure, dear, we'll have a great day together. Okay, sweetheart. Sure, I'll be there Sunday about, say, 10 o'clock.
You'll never make it by 10, I know you, Sunday morning.
Mother, say between 10 and 11? Fine. Okay, dear. Well, I look forward to it, too. Goodbye, dear.
She sound happy?
Yeah. You were right. Matter of fact, it will be kind of nice. Mother sounded all excited.
Did she? Yeah. Good. Right now, I bet she's worrying about what to wear. Yeah. She has to get her hair done.
Yeah.
I'll go shopping tomorrow and pick up something for her, some presents.
Oh.
Now, a very simple supper for you both, since I'm sure you'll find some good place to eat and have a big dinner, you know.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I think I'll order for her so she doesn't even see the menu and how much everything costs.
Good. Her favorite is roast beef. Just get that.
Maybe some wine with dinner?
Oh, yes. That would be festive. Uh-huh. Oh, let's just hope it's a nice sunny day.
Oh, yes. That's Mother. You get it. She's changed the plans, and I don't want to hear them.
No, you don't know any such thing, for goodness sake.
I do know. I know my mother. You get it.
Hello? Yes, fine. How are you? Oh, good. Well, he's all excited about your Sunday trip. Yes, he's right here.
What's
just
wrong?
A second. Hold on. I don't know that anything's wrong. She just wants to talk to you. Here.
Hello, Mother? What do I think of what? Mother, now listen, the whole idea of going on Sunday was for us to be alone.
What does she want to do, take some of her friends?
No, Mother, I do not want to take Mrs. Garrison. And I do not want to take Mrs. Beasley, and I do not want to take Mrs. whatever her name is. Well, I'm very sorry about Mrs. Garrison's arthritis, and I know she doesn't go out much, but... Mother, will you listen?
Don't get cross now and yell at her. You'll spoil the whole idea.
I wasn't yelling at you, Mother. All right, I was yelling. But the whole point of this Sunday trip is that you and I should... Mother.
Please, now, don't lose your temper.
Mother, I am quite sure the ladies would love the Skyview Drive. Well, I don't feel like being unselfish about your lovely, lovely friends.
Dear.
Mother, please, I'm not being nasty.
Let me talk to her.
Mother, I do love my fellow human beings. It's just that...
Let me talk to her.
Here, take it.
Hello? No. He doesn't feel that way at all. It's just that he's so disappointed, you know, because he had this idea for just the two of you to be alone. And, well, he thought you two, you know, could have such a wonderful day together.
Just tell him to forget the whole thing.
I see. Yes, I am. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me talk to him for just a minute, will you? Can you hold on?
No. I am absolutely not going out for the whole day Sunday with a carload of ladies who will all be talking at once.
Listen, your mother wants to show you off, don't you understand? When people have children, they like to show them off. Now, you should understand that. We have children. Your mother is always telling her friends how wonderful you are, and now she wants a chance to prove it. Now, this is something you can do for your mother that would be a really nice birthday present. So?
I'll be there at 11 on Sunday.
Well, you tell her. Here, take the phone.
Hello. Okay, Mother. No, it's fine. Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll have a great time. I'm sure we all will. okay, Mom. What? No, don't do that.
You didn't just hang up on her.
No, she said a cheery goodbye to me and she hung up. She's bringing box lunches so I don't have to spend all that money taking the girls to dinner.
Oh, well, look at it this way, honey. You are doing a nice thing.
Box lunches? Oh. Boy, you and your ideas.
Things in Life has been brought to you by Final Net. Gives your hair a great long-lasting hold. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold, the story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrill. I compared labels. Daytrill has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrill can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrill, new from Bristol-Myers.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Wow, Betsy, that's keen.
The real suede, too, not the imitation stuff.
Well, aren't they kind of tight?
Yeah. You know, Susie, it takes me 5 minutes to pull them on, both legs at the same time, too.
Are you going to wear them to school?
I don't know. Maybe when Mom's not looking.
Oh, I couldn't do that. You know what my father would say? He would say, "And where do you think you're going, young lady?" Nothing makes you feel more like a kid than when they call you young lady.
Oh, look at this.
A fur coat?
Well, it's just the paws.
A fur coat? Wow, you know, that'd be my whole clothes allowance for 2 years.
Well, I got something going for me. I'm an only kid. Here, you want to try it on?
Sure. Oh, it feels great. What kind of paws?
Squirrel, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a new pea jacket, the real navy kind.
Well, they're nice, too. Hey, did you see the new guy in our lab class?
The one with the dark curly hair?
Yep. Hands off. You may be my best friend.
He hasn't even looked at you.
Well, he will.
I thought Chucky was your guy.
What? Mom doesn't approve of Chucky.
Well, what's wrong?
You remember, Chucky and me, we cut classes last year and went into town. And boy, we went to town. Hubba hubba.
Oh, Betsy. You just hung around the drugstore at State and Randall.
Oh, well. Anyway, Mom found out about the cuts. She thinks Chucky's a bad influence. Get that.
My mom and dad wouldn't let me go out with anybody they didn't know.
Oh, Mom knows Chucky. She thinks he's not good enough for me. La-di-da.
Well, what about your father?
Well, he worries about my grades, mostly.
What's he say about Chucky?
He agrees with Mom. The one thing they do agree about.
Then how do you see him?
Well, we just run into each other. Mm-hmm. And he's got a car, so we just take off.
And you never bring him home? I mean, here?
Ha, 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 ha.
I thought you girls might like some limeade and some cookies.
Hello, Mrs. Foster.
Hello, Susie.
Thanks, Mom. I was going to come down.
Oh, you were having such a nice time.
You know, Bessie sure has some swell things for school, Mrs. Foster.
Yes, doesn't she? When did you get those pants, Bessie?
When I was with Aunt Cora the other day.
I don't know.
Well, they won't stay this tight, Mom. The more you wear them, the looser they get.
You're going to have to wear them an awful lot. What got into Cora?
They'll loosen up, Mom.
I don't know at the rate you're filling out. You may stay ahead of them.
I'll go on a diet.
I don't think a diet's going to help you there.
Mom!
We'll ask your father. Do you have all your shopping done for school, Susie?
Well, most of it. My aunt, Angela, helped me pick out some things. And she's going to help me make a jumper, too.
She is?
Did you have a nice dinner at your grandfather's the other night?
Well, yes, we did.
River Run is a lovely place, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mrs. Foster.
Your aunt, your other aunt, Lynn, she's been away.
Yes, Mrs. Foster?
Of course, or she would have stayed with you while your mother was in the hospital.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Yes, well, she has had her problems.
Mom, can Susie stay for dinner?
Why, of course, if it's all right with her mother.
Oh, well, thank you very much, but I'd rather not. I have to go home. It's Bobby's last night before he leaves.
For Harvard, I understand.
Yes, he's going to Harvard.
He's such a nice young man.
Who, Bobby?
Mom's been trying to cook up a little thing between Bobby and me, and now we've got a way to have it.
Bessie, I did nothing of the kind.
Ha, ha, ha.
Bessie, if you don't behave yourself, you'll have to take those pants back, if you can get them off.
I'm sorry, Mom.
As I was saying, your Aunt Lynn, did she have a nice time in Switzerland?
I guess she did. She did meet somebody she liked a lot.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. It can't be easy to get over a divorce.
It was an annulment, Mom.
What's she going to do about it? He's over there and she's over here.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think he's coming over here, though.
How nice to be able to travel around like that. He's foreign?
No, he's American. His name's Curtis Rogers. And he teaches skiing.
Oh!
Yes, Renee. I just got in.
Renee Noir?
Yes. No, no, Renee. The phone connection is fine. Yes. 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 You did. Renee, I underestimated you. You did it.
What? What?
At the Kronenola, you do things up grand. No, never mind. You can tell me later what it's costing
you. Lisa, for God's sake.
Yes. Yes. That's the name? You're sure? All right, Renee. Good night's work. Goodbye. The name is Carter.
Lynn Carter?
Mr. Carter.
Her father. It's got to be her father.
Yes, of course. Checking up on the man, his daughter is interested.
That blows it sky high, then.
Yes, doesn't it?
It wouldn't look so bad if I hadn't messed up in Davos.
Darling, let's face it. If it hadn't been Davos, it would be something else.
Like what?
Me.
You?
Yes. René Noir is no fool. He knows I'm not your rich, indulgent aunt.
I guess it's back to hustling the ski slopes and the bars. What made me think we'd get away with it?
Because you wanted to so much.
It was going to be a way out for both. When I had enough money, you could kiss your alimony check goodbye and we could marry.
You're sure that's what you want to do?
It would have worked, Lisa. Lynn Carter is burning to marry me.
Did you ever make love to her?
No.
The truth?
I've told you about the others. Why would I lie about her?
Why didn't you?
A good question. I think it was because she was sad, depressed, and there's nothing worse
than... I know.
Somebody once said, never get involved with any woman who has more problems than you have.
If women also believe that about men, no one would ever get together, ever.
It's still a man's world, baby.
except where the women have the money.
All right.
It could still work that way.
And what do you mean?
Renoir has told Herr Hoffman nothing about you yet. So the dreadful news about the wicked Curtis Rogers has not gotten to Chicago yet.
You're right. It all depends on Renee, then. Hey, will he hold back on Hoffman?
I think I can get him to.
Well, what did you have in mind?
Money, darling. Most men will do things for money that they wouldn't do for love. It's nice to know you cared, though.
Do you really think we can make it work?
Yes. But very carefully.
And you want me to do it?
I don't want you to marry someone else, darling. But since we can't marry, I believe in taking chances good. It's a gamble for our future, if you want it that way.
How do you know I won't keep all the money for myself?
And tell me to go to hell?
Yes, I could, you know.
You're free to cut. There is no obligation. You can do as you wish.
I don't get it.
No. No, you wouldn't.
You're trusting me.
More than that. I'm trusting myself. I'm trusting myself to say, and mean it, I don't need Kurt Rogers. I love him, but I won't need him. If what is between us is not strong enough, then let go. And goodbye.
Never, Lisa. Never.
Don't promise, Kurt.
You know, funny, Lynn said that once, too.
Maybe I should worry more about her.
What do we do about Rene Noir?
He has to tell Herr Hoffman a believable story about you. Something that will make Mr. Carter in Chicago think you will make a wonderful son-in-law.
Features William Redfield as Marsh, Patricia Wheel as Angela, Larry Haynes as Jason, Joyce Gordon as Emily, Rosemary Rice as Lynn. Also appearing were Vicki Vola, Rita Lloyd, Robert Phelps, Sherita Bauer. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca, written by Mary Dornheim, and brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be. This is Ken Roberts. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.